Here are the results from a big nationwide auto race. Last month, the Nissan Leaf pulled ahead of the Chevy Volt. In the first half of this year, Nissan sold 4,134 Leafs in the U.S. Chevy sold 2,745 Volts. Just as a basis for comparison, during the same 6 months, Toyota sold 147,469 Camrys. In fairness, the competition among the Volt, the Leaf, and the Tesla Roadster is supposed to be a race among tortoises. The finish line is somewhere in the future when plug-in electrics might wean us off our national petroleum habit. But we thought we'd check back to see if those modest sales figures are seen as encouraging. And joining us is Jerry Hirsch, an automotive industry reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Do automakers look at those numbers and say, yes, it's coming along, or this is a very slow market?
They say it's coming along. They can actually sell about as many as they could produce. What's probably holding the market back at this point is that Nissan and Chevrolet are ramping up production of those vehicles. So it's going to take some time to get to the point where they can make more than the market can absorb.
The Chevy Volt is a more expensive car, the Nissan Leaf. Are people springing for $40,000? Of course, they get a tax rebate in there, but are they spending that much and why?
Well, there is a huge passion among some people in the United States for electric vehicles. And the automakers could probably sell 50,000, 70,000 vehicles at these prices just because these individuals believe that electric vehicles are the future. They have environmental views that make them think that this is the best way of going from point A to point B. The big question is what happens when the incentives fall off? What happens when there's more entrance into the market, as there will be later this year and next year? Then we're really going to see how big is the market for electrical vehicles in the United States.
And I gather, by the way, one other spur to the market is that an electric car, or for that matter, a hybrid, is a ticket to the high-occupancy vehicle lane on the highway, so it can get you where you're going faster.
In California right now, it's actually just an electric vehicle or a zero or a low-emissions vehicle like a natural gas vehicle. Interestingly, the Volt does not qualify to get either the special rebate for electric vehicles in California or a California carpool lane permit. They're doing some re-engineering of that vehicle, and probably mid-2012 model year, it will qualify for those benefits.
Well, what's the outlook, say, for next year in terms of new competition in the electric vehicle market?
Well, one of the vehicles that I'm really watching is the Toyota RAV4 electric. What's interesting about this is a car that they've developed jointly with Tesla, and it has some qualities and characteristics that may make it attractive to buyers. One, it's a small SUV, so you're going to be able to haul more stuff in it. Two, it's expected to have a little bigger range. The Volt, for practical terms, you can get 40, maybe 45 miles. The Leaf, the best I've ever done with a single charge on a Leaf is about 78 miles. But the RAV4 has the potential to have a longer range because Tesla uses a little different battery system than these other manufacturers. So if they could bring this in at about the same price point, and we don't know that yet, it may grab sales from some of the existing vehicles just because it's a bigger vehicle with a larger range. And I think consumers are going to like that.
Jerry Hirsch of the Los Angeles Times, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.